Low energy, unfocused, foggy, you might be dehydrated. Whether it's hot yoga, over 100-degree weather, or too much sun, Gatorlyte, with a specialized blend of 5 electrolytes, was scientifically designed to help move fluids into the body faster for rapid rehydration. Shop now at retailers nationwide. Gatorlyte hydrates faster than water. Is it in you? Symptoms noted are signs of mild to moderate dehydration. Consult a healthcare professional if symptoms persist.
This message is brought to you by Apple Card. Shave ice by the beach, a trip to the state fair, and a throwback flick at the local drive-in. They're more than just items to check off the summer bucket list. They're also opportunities to earn 2% daily cash back when you use your Apple Card with Apple Pay. Apply for Apple Card now and use in minutes with Apple Pay. Subject to credit approval, Apple Card is issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at applecard.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
And only
the Rich Eisen Show.
Snap to Love has time.
Describe for me, if you wouldn't mind, your relationship.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Matt is great. We're talking the same language all week. We're in each other's ear.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Mike Garofolo. Still to come, ESPN NFL analyst Jason McCourty. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All the phone calls we can possibly take. And there's a phone line open right now. It can be filled, 844-204-RICH, being that old number to dial right here on the program. Whether you're watching us on Disney Plus or the ESPN app or listening to us on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, love to chat with you all. So one of the first, if you will, shots fired on the contractual front this offseason came from Tampa. When Vita Vea said he wanted a new contract, clearly he wasn't getting it, and he demanded a trade from Tampa. And suddenly was just standing around for practice. And he was holding in. Holding out anymore just doesn't happen.
No.
Because players kind of picked up on the fact that if you're holding out, you give your team the option of saying, well, we can't do anything. I'm only talking about the guys that are here, says the coach.
Then you might get fined.
Says the general manager. Well, I mean, we can't really talk until he comes in. Yeah. And then, of course, there's that part, Chris, that
money.
It costs you money.
Yeah.
So the hold-ins now happen. And what ends up happening
is
the old Caddyshack line, the old Rodney Dangerfield. Ooh, my arm. Well, for Vita, it was his back. Again, like, it's something that you can't, you know, there's no crutch, there's no cast for the back. Like, hey.
You say you got a bad back, you got a bad back.
Which is why everybody's like, oh, McCaffrey in San Francisco, he's got tightness, huh? And that happens just after Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson hit it. Doubling up what McCaffrey's making this year, even though the contract extension that McCaffrey's on in year one right now made him one of the richest running backs, if not the richest running back ever at the time, at any rate. So when Todd Bowles stepped to the podium and word was filtering that Vita Vea has gotten his new contract, lo and behold, hit it.
With Vea's back injury, how does that rehab come along for him?
He should be good to go next week.
Hey. Vita should be good to go next week.
Hey.
Interesting.
Oh, weird. Huh.
All right.
You don't say.
Yeah. Because he got a contract extension. You know what I mean? The Bucks gave him enough money to suddenly get rid of that pesky demand for a trade. It's a one-year extension for $30 million. Ties him to Tampa for $2 million. He gets $6 million in new money this season. Yada, yada, yada.
Oh, my arm.
So the Bucks didn't stop there.
Wow.
Pew pew.
Look at us. Look at us as a pew, pew. As a show. We're turning phrases. All right, Vita Vea, you happy now?
Look, I always wanted to be a Buck, and I wanted to be a Buck for life. And so I'm glad that we were able to get this done. This is something that happens every year. It just so happened to be me this year. But there's just stuff that we both had to figure out on both sides, and we got it all squared away. So I'm happy we can put that all behind us and move forward from here on out.
What great news for the Bucks, man.
I always wanted to be a Buck for life, except that part when I asked for a trade.
Well, I mean, he had to hold his breath.
Yeah.
I mean, the negotiations got to a point where he had to hold his breath. You know, I trust me, I know that. I've been in a few of these types of things. Sometimes, you know, you get angry. You take it personally.
Yeah.
Because you have no choice but to. Like, why do you make it so damn difficult?
Yeah.
And sometimes you just gotta, you know, just wait it out.
This is the business we've chosen.
He said it happens every year. Just this year was him.
This year's my
turn. Time in a barrel, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, hey, the Bucks at the end of the day realize, just like everybody who gets involved in negotiation, the management has to realize, without him, we're not nearly as damn good. Right there in the middle of that defense, he is the guy. I mean, off of everything. Everything good on that side of the ball, when it happens good, comes off of what Vita Vea does up front. So everybody knew it. They had it. They could not go into the season without it. They just couldn't.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they did figure it out and cooler heads prevailed. And in case everybody was wondering, because this happens every year with Tampa in the Bowles era, is the hot seat. Is he on it?
Yeah, man.
Even though he wins divisions, with the exception of just last year.
Last year, the wheels really fell off.
They did, but things just weren't.
Baker was banged up. That didn't help.
All of it. And boy, they had an opportunity to win the division anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't. And lost the division to a team that hadn't won in a while and didn't finish above 500. So he had this to say about Todd Bowles. Hit it.
Kind of want to set the record straight. I feel like there's a lot of stuff going about on Bowles. I feel like none of it is Bowles' fault. And I feel like we all love Bowles. You can ask every player in the locker room. So that's one thing I want to set the record straight as. We all love Bowles. It's not what he's doing. You know, he's telling us what to do. He's giving us all the answers to the test. And it's on us players to be able to go out there and execute what he's telling us to do. So he's always putting us in the best position to play. So that's one of the main things, just being able to take coaching and in that light. So if anything is on, blame us players for not executing. Bowles always puts us in the best position to win games. I even told Bowles, I said, the day he retires, the day I retire.
That is a massive show of support there. Good for him.
Yeah, big endorsement.
Good for him.
So what if he leaves next year, though, does Vita?
He's the quarterback of the, well.
And Vita's got.
He's the quarterback of the defense.
40 million reasons to stick around.
Sure.
He's the quarterback of the defense.
Yeah.
The quarterback of the team, Baker Mayfield, has been saying, we're going to surprise a lot of people. That would be great. Bucks schedule. Let's see. At Cincinnati to start. Home for Cleveland. That's circled for Baker. And again, Minnesota and Green Bay. Back to back. Three home games in a row right off the bat. Then a visit to Dallas to kick off week 5 on Amazon Prime. Good stuff.
I mean, Baker talking about surprising people. They're big favorites to win that division.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what was confusing about that statement.
They have the same odds to win the South as the Lions do to win the North. They're
why
both favorites.
Do they? Let me ask you this question, because I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Okay. They've got a lot of good young players. Kenneth Gainwell was
sneaky
the main
signing.
Offensive engine for Pittsburgh last year. He's gone there. Now he's with Bucky Irving. who, if he stays healthy, those two guys.
Good backfield.
Correct.
Really good pass catchers, both of them.
Correct. So you create some matchup problems and off you go. Godwin stays healthy. Ibuka last year had a terrific first half of his rookie season. So I'm not surprised at that. But why do people think Carolina's going to fall off? That one I don't get. You don't believe in Bryce Young? Is that why?
Defensively,
they added Devin Lloyd and they added Jalen Phillips. And we had a caller from Connecticut basically just say, I think the Eagles are out and I think the Jaguars are out because the Eagles lost Jalen Phillips.
What about
and the Jaguars lost Devin Lloyd and Carolina got them both.
Okay, defense, great. What about the Panthers' offense scares you?
Oh, I'll tell you. Tet McMillan, one of 20,000-yard receivers last year, and Jalen Coker, dude, was torching people in the last month and a half of the season.
Okay.
Caught a touchdown pass against the Rams in the playoffs. All right, Carolina beat the Rams at the end of the regular season last year. And damn near one and done the Rams.
You always talk about playoffs. You need to see it. You got to prove it.
Right.
I mean, Bryce Young, I really need to see more.
No, and you have every right to say that. I'd be a little bit, I wouldn't be surprised if Carolina surprised some people too. Everybody thinks the Saints are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
Shuck. And the Falcons because he had only one first down with two in his first two drives as a Falcon.
I like Shuck better than Bryce Young this year.
So. I hear you. Okay, who's been on? Josh in Iowa wants to chime in right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Josh? You there, Josh?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey,
you're on the air, Josh.
Hello, Josh.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, dude? What up, man?
What's up?
I'm just enjoying this beautiful weather we got.
What city in Iowa, Josh?
Kind of near Waterloo, Cedar Falls area.
Okay, Josh.
Nice.
Well, you're on the air, so it's time for you to bring it here. It sounds like what do you have on your mind, Josh?
Let's do the Bears pick 'em if we can.
Oh, the win-loss game. Okay, here we go. Give Josh some music. All right, Josh, I need you to bring it here. It sounds like you're really laid back, to be honest with you.
Hey, thank you.
Here we are. What happens when the Bears visit the aforementioned Panthers to start?
Easy win, W.
Okay.
Easy.
Home for the Vikings.
Vikes, yeah. W.
2-0, Monday Nighter for the Eagles.
Oh.
At home.
Monday night, yeah, we're getting the dub.
3-0, home for the Jets.
Yeah, 4-0.
At the Packers.
Ooh. That one might be a close one. Probably 72-3 Bears.
Okay, that's 5-0 at the Falcons.
Yeah, 6-0.
Now you're home for the Patriots to kick off a Thursday nighter in Week 7.
Yeah, 7-0.
All right, now you're got a visit to Seattle for a Monday nighter, Week 8.
Gosh, the Super Bowl champs.
Yep.
Yeah, we're getting the dub.
8-0, home for the Bucks.
I like Baker. I like Vita Vea. Yeah, we're going to lose that one.
Oh.
I thought we were doing it.
I thought we were going there.
I thought we were doing the thing.
I thought we were doing it. I thought Josh calling it. Josh is calling it all laid back.
I had high hopes.
You know, he's just got all that ethanol in him. And, you know, all of a sudden, yeah, I thought, okay. Home for the Saints.
Yeah, Dub.
We're back. 9-1 at the Lions on Thanksgiving.
At the Lions, yeah, we're getting the dub.
10-1, home for the Jaguars.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, and then they're picking it up a little bit. Yeah, we're winning.
11-1 at the Dolphins.
I'm a big fan of Malik Willis. I think they're going to get the W.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, he's going to have
11-2 at the Bills on a Saturday night.
No, easy win.
12-2, Christmas Day against the Packers.
Yeah, we're winning.
13-2, home for the Lions.
Yeah, we're going 1-1 against them. We lose.
All right. Okay. Now you've got a visit to the Vikings.
Yeah, we're winning.
Okay. You've got them 14-3. Thanks for the call, Josh. That's Josh in Iowa. Man, I just thought he's like, yeah, what's up, man? How are you doing? Yeah,
what are you smoking, bro? Give me
something. 17-0. Instead, he has him 14-3.
Josh is chill. He laid back. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, 14-3, that's one seed NFC.
Of course it is.
Home field throughout.
I mean,
that's Super Bowl champion.
Starting 8-0 by winning at Seattle, beating the Patriots at home, going up to Green Bay and beating them again, taking care of the Eagles again. You know the Eagles are going to want to lay it on them because they got it laid on them in their house in front of the whole country day after Thanksgiving last year. Easy win. 72-3 is the final score of Bears and Green Bay.
I might have to go to that Week 7 Thursday nighter.
Ooh.
You're going to go to Chicago?
Boots on the ground.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, they're moving to Indiana soon. Maybe the last chance to see my team in Soldier Field. That's pretty awesome.
All right.
That's a good point.
I don't know, just
good to know.
Talking out loud.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like we should have a presence at some of these games, man.
We do. When we go to the Rams games.
You don't go to the Rams games.
Man. I mean, the Monday nights would probably be easier for us to be part of. Since that's, you know,
for the show wise
plus world. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you could.
No, I know. I understand.
You know, I mean,
I understand. But,
you know, I just want to make sure that the mic cube's seen there just as I promote
Disney Plus.
You're on Disney Plus.
Chop it right.
You really want to go to Chicago, huh? Right. By the way, one of the greatest cities.
Oh. Never been to a game there. I mean, obviously see the Pats on the. Right. I mean, that could be a Super Bowl preview. So awesome. I think that could be fun.
Dude.
You mean, me and Adam will do a little road trip.
A repeat of the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, man. Yes. You don't want to repeat that one.
Spank-a-lank. That was a little bit before I was a Pats fan.
Very much so.
Spank-a-lank.
Very much so. 844-204-RICH, number to call. We'll take your phone calls a little bit more right here on the program. I've got my four downs on the Buffalo Bills here on this busy Thursday program, everybody. A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, and that's overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required. And as soon as the same-day funding, that's right, pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Everybody. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Oh, you've got a box over there, huh, TJ?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. O'Reilly Auto Parts can help take the guesswork out of your vehicle's check engine, ABS, or maintenance light with O'Reilly VeriScan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. Ask for an O'Reilly VeriScan today. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debt play. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debt play.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Pete Alonso, it's a clear home run in Camden Yards last night. Against the Yankees in the bottom of the seventh inning of a tied game 3-3. And the replays show it's clearly a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. And it comes back, stands as called. No home run.
That's insane.
And it's because the ball went so far and high that it did not like hit the foul pole.
It went over it, but it was clearly to the right. It was inside of it.
Like, I walked in the room late. Right? Because I was elsewhere in the house. And Coop says, this is going to be a home run, Dad. And we look at the replay again, and all I see is the tower of the foul pole.
Yeah, the ball.
And the ball go to the right of it. And I said to Coop, I'm like, who hit it? He goes, Alonso. And I'm like, so there's no chance that foul pole's in right field, is it? Because it's clearly a foul ball if that's the right field foul.
Right, right.
No, he goes, no, Daddy pulled it. And I'm like, okay. Well, we're waiting. And it comes back, stands his call.
That's crazy.
I don't know how that happens. And it's infuriating.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Well, yeah. I mean, that
infuriating,
that,
embarrassing.
Nothing upsets me more, because I'm such a replay hunk when it comes to the NFL, for sure. And I was excited that replay came into Major League Baseball. And, you know, I sat here, for those maybe new to the show because we're on Disney Plus for the last year, I sat here and I was the one who said, they've got to mic these umps off. They've got to mic them up, and they have to explain what the ruling is to the fans. Because remember, they used to just come out from the replay and just go wave it off or point to the base where they're supposed to go.
Yeah.
Like they were just, you know, using, what, semaphore? Right? Like on a boat? Did I get that right? You're the Coast Guard kid.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, long story short. The hand signals. They're using hand signals.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It just infuriates me when replay gets botched so badly. And the YES broadcast showed the replay center. There was like four people looking at it.
I just watched it. That, like, is clearly what happened? A home run.
It's not,
yeah, it's not, yeah, it's,
I
not
didn't see close. It.
And this is crucial because, you know, the Orioles are in a, what, 16 mosh pit for that final playoff spot in the American League right now. Like, it seems like all you got to do is finish 500 and you're going to get that spot. Man, that's infuriating.
That was such a bomb, too.
And then there was an umpire in Toronto this weekend when the Yankees were playing in Toronto who asked Aaron Judge to Aaron Boone. Did you see this one?
Mm-mm.
He asked him, you know, what did you say? Because Boone was on him because he was so far off that they were replaying and, you know, ABS challenging. And ump missed one low, and he called it a strike. And he turns to Boone and he says to him, what did you say? Repeat what you said. And Boone looks at him, and you could read his lips, not to, you know, go full John Boy, but he says, I thought it was low. And the ump says, that's what I thought you said, and threw him out.
What?
And Boone's yelling at him about, you can't challenge everything, because that's what the ump said. If you don't like my calls, challenge them. And it's like,
we only get two.
Wait a minute. The ABS is supposed to get you better.
Right.
It's supposed to get you better.
And you can't challenge from the dugout.
Right. And you can't tell the batter to challenge either.
No.
The batter has 2 seconds to challenge.
Quick.
Basically. And that's not, the other thing about the challenge system is these players sometimes aren't given the challenge because they take longer than a split second to tap their helmet.
Yeah.
And sometimes the umpire is not looking at the helmet tap and they think that the tap's coming too late. Yep. And that's why I'm like, now do we have to replay an ABS challenge? No, let's go to the replay. You could see I tapped it early in time. Okay, comes back. All right, you can now have your challenge. Let's take a look at it. Mm. It just infuriates me.
Yeah, it's still not perfect.
I mean, it helped the Yanks, I'll tell you that. Yanks scored two more times, and then they won it. And they're now, you know, five back of the Rays. And thankfully, good Lord. Four clear of the Red Sox in the loss column. I thought you were going to take us. I thought you were going to run us down after 35-5.
Yeah, I felt like
Bellinger's supposed to come back this weekend for the Yankees, so at least there's that.
It's all right. Sox are still playing real good baseball.
And so. Now the Orioles, who were two games ago when the Yankees came into Baltimore on Tuesday, they were in the final wild card spot. They're now a game and a half out.
Well, Twins just swept the Braves.
Well, the Twins are in that spot now. And again, this is how fast you can fall.
Yep.
Because the Orioles were 61-64 in that final spot for the American League wild card. And two losses now down. There's three teams between them and the team that's in that spot they occupied 2 games ago. And they're tied with the Tigers. The Mariners are 2.5 out. And this, you know, that's the John Sterling line. Well, that's baseball, Susan. When you refer to Susan Wolman, that's baseball. How about the Mariners beating the Brewers last night after losing to them the night before?
22-0.
And the 20th run that the Brewers scored came on a sack fly to center when J-Rod in center field threw it into the left center field stands because he thought it was the third out.
That was a rough game.
I know. That's baseball. Game.
Yeah.
But the Mariners are still in it, too.
It's 7 games under, and they're still alive. In the
I mean, that's the American season. League right
yeah,
now.
American League is tough.
Let's go back to the phone lines here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's go to Jared in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. What's up, Jared?
He's up.
You there, Jared? Oh, my goodness.
Jared,
hold him. People in the heartland of this country.
Hold him.
Yeah, put him back on hold. I gave him a shot. Yes. Kyle in New Mexico. Let's take Kyle in New Mexico's call. What's up, Kyle?
Holy smoke.
Hey.
Am I on the Rich Eisen Show?
I can confirm,
hey,
Kyle.
Please believe
can
it.
Can confirm it. What's up, man?
You know, I want to play the win-loss game for the one and only team in Denver, Colorado, the Denver Broncos.
Okay. Let's do it. I've got it right here. Kyle in New Mexico, why are you a Broncos fan? Is that where you're from originally, or just the halo effect of the mountain time zone reaches New Mexico for you? Is that it?
No. So I'm originally from Las Vegas before the Raiders, you know, raided that place and moved to Colorado. My family are a bunch of Bronco fans,
right,
except for my dad. He's a filthy Cowboys fan.
Oh,
and, you know,
father
had
knows
more
best.
Joy than the Cowboys in the last, you know, 20 plus years, whatever. So
father
that's
knows
why.
Best. Okay, here we go. What happens Monday night, opening night in Kansas City? What a week one finale this is. What do you got?
I'll tell you what. You ready for this, Rich?
Sure.
Broncos get a W week one.
I wasn't ready for it, so I'm glad you gave me the heads up. All right. 1-0 now, home opener against the Jaguars.
Oh, that small market team from Jacksonville? That's another win.
Spanked you last year.
Rams visit now. By the way, if you don't think Sean Payton's going to play that up that week, same thing with Liam Cohn. They're coming for us. Liam Cohn versus Sean Payton is just going to be like, whose is bigger? They might have that as a halftime ceremony.
Well,
all right, what do you got for me?
He was saying that he's going to size the head coach up if there's a fight, so you know what, so be it.
Rams at Broncos, what do you got?
The number one offensive line against maybe Aaron Donald and Myles Garrett. We'll go Broncos.
3-0 at the Niners.
You know, they didn't want the smoke in Mexico City, so Broncos will get that win.
4-0 at the Chargers.
We'll lose that.
Oh. But now you turn right around, short week, home for the Seahawks.
You know, throwback week, both teams bringing out their best unis. Broncos will win that.
Orange crush it. You got 5-1 at the Cardinals.
Do we have to say it? Broncos win.
6-1. Do you sweep the Chiefs?
In Denver?
Yes, sir.
You best bet you, buddy.
All right.
Woo!
7-1 at the Panthers.
No Superman to save them there. That's a win.
8-1. Home for the Raiders.
Well, that's a win. Kirk Cousins or Mendoza, I don't care.
9-1. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving in Pittsburgh.
You know, they can take those terrible towels somewhere else because Denver's claiming that place as a victory.
10-1, home for the Dolphins.
Jalen Waddle game goes off for 500 receiving yards.
You heard it here. Yes. Down.
That's a record.
500 receiving yards. Got that one right down there. At the Jets now.
Rich, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Broncos,
man.
Big.
That's now 8 wins in a row.
Woo.
For a 12-1 record going into Vegas.
I'll be there for that game. Another Broncos home game.
13-1, and then you turn right around, and you got yourself a Christmas game home for the Bills.
Hey, Bills fans, that was a catch, and that's a win. Broncos.
Wow. Too soon, hashtag. 10 straight wins at the Patriots now.
Ugh. historically, we don't do well in Foxborough, but Sick May, he's going to taste that Orange Crush D. That's a win.
15-1.
Woo!
Home against the Chargers to finish up.
All right, wow. That's Super Bowl champion. Right?
Wow. You know, Harbaugh will bring out his khakis. I'll give him that.
Oh, wow.
Chargers win that one.
So you think the Chargers sweep the Broncos, but your team has the only two losses of the season. 15-2.
I will say, Chargers always have our number, and they always play us tough. And I just see them doing that this year.
15-2. All right. So, Kyle in New Mexico, you going to Los Poros Hermanos after hanging up now? Get more of that stuff?
I'll send you some. It might not taste good in the mail, but I'll send you some.
That's
Rich,
Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, Rich has eaten pizza that has been sent through snail mail.
I didn't do that.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine
with some enveloped
college,
chicken.
Man.
I want to thank you, DJ, for picking the Broncos to win the division yesterday, by the way.
Okay.
You have a big brain there.
I just react to what I see, Kyle. That's all.
Fantastic.
Well, you got good eyes, brother. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Thank you, Kyle.
You're my man,
Kyle.
Kyle
in New Mexico bringing it. There
that's
we
my,
go. We
my new guy.
When you call and you play the win-loss game, you got to bring it.
Bring it.
Move it along. Have some energy. Here we go. Right? 15-2 for the Broncos is a tall ass order. At Kansas City, home for the defending at Kansas City on a Monday night, then home for the defending AFC South champs who punked them in that building last year, then home for the Los Angeles Rams with most likely Garrett and Donald and everybody else coming for them.
That's a tough first 6 weeks.
And then at San Francisco after that. And then at the Chargers and home for Seattle, their first six games, it's stupid. That's crazy talk, man. At the Chargers, and then you come back home for a quick turnaround against the defending Super Bowl champs.
Oof.
And then at some point, you go to Arizona, you go to Carolina, you go to Pittsburgh, you go to the Jets, you go to Vegas, and you go to New England. I mean, of those teams, one of them is going to be a surprise, wouldn't you say, on average?
Yeah.
Year to year, right?
Yep.
Like Arizona could be tougher than you think. Carolina could be above 500 this year and a total division winner to follow up last year, feeling good about themselves. Pittsburgh could be, you know, a much better offensive team. Rodgers feels good. Vegas, Fernando Mania has engulfed them. I left the Jets off. You never know, man.
Geno starting week 2 today.
Okay. There you go.
I hate this team.
I would be, look, 6-3 at the bye, I think, is probably best case scenario.
Really? Best case scenario? We just heard.
I mean, talking about realistic.
Best case scenario is they lose only twice all season long.
Realistic scenario.
All right.
Broncos are going to be a problem, man.
Broncos got that first 6 weeks is a gauntlet.
TJ, have you done the win-loss game? You did. 14-3, you had the Cowboys going, just like Hart Denton.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Of Dutton Ranch fame, People's mailman in Texas had him 14-3. I mean, 14-3.
Well, in my defense,
14-3s there, and then the fans of the Broncos, Martin in Colorado, 13-4. Derek in Missouri, 12-5. Kyle in New Mexico just had them hold his beer.
In my defense, though,
15-2.
I picked that day. I was riding high off the LeBron news.
Okay.
I don't know if I.
Oh, you want to redo? You want to redo?
That's true.
I probably should.
Okay. Start it. Hit it.
Right now?
Whoa. Right now.
Come on, baby.
Come on. Looks like you got your shoes from Dan Lanning.
Yeah,
you're feeling good about it. Let's
I
see.
Know,
if TJ 2.0 on the Cowboys schedule. All right.
John.
And I'll tell you if it's different.
Okay. All right.
And again, LeBron is still a Sixer.
That is true. So right? Maybe nothing's going to change.
Okay. All right. Did they beat the Giants to start the season?
Naturally.
Do they then beat the Commanders the next week?
You know it.
Do they lose to the Ravens the next week?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Okay. And then did they lose to the Texans?
Yeah.
All right. Did
really?
They beat the Buccaneers the next week?
Week 5, Thursday.
Vita Vea is back now.
Well, we beat the Bucs.
Short week.
All right. Do you go with the Packers and win that game?
Yeah, we lose that
game. Oh, that's different. Do you beat the Eagles on a Monday night
in Philadelphia? LeBron might be there, so yeah, we win that game.
All right, that's different too.
LeBron might be there. He's
that's different too. So you're pretty much the same right now.
Okay.
Do you beat the Cardinals at home?
No.
No.
That's one of those. The Cardinals are one of those teams, man, that has our number sometimes.
Okay.
I don't like
do you beat the Colts on the road?
Respectfully.
Do you then beat the Niners at home?
You know how I always say, that's a hurdle we've yet to get over. And until we are able to Rinaldo Skeets Nehemiah get over that hurdle, I got to take the L.
You're taking the L. Yeah. Okay. Do you beat the Titans?
Hey, no disrespect to the Ball Brotherhood of Titans coaches, but yeah, that's a dub.
Do you beat the Eagles on Thanksgiving?
I got to be honest with myself, guys, and say that we'll probably split with the Yardbirds. So I'll take the L.
Okay.
On Thanksgiving.
All right.
I don't like it.
Jeez. All right, you're at the Seahawks on a Monday night.
You know, at first I said dub, but I've been watching Hard Knocks. I like the way the Seahawks go about
the
business.
Propaganda's gotten to you.
So, you know,
you got them losing 3 or 4 when you go now you're visiting the Rams.
Yeah, I'll take the L at this.
All right, you now have them losing 3 in a row. You're home for the Jaguars.
We beat the Titans, so.
No. You have them losing on Thanksgiving to Philly.
Yeah.
You have them losing in Seattle and now losing at the Rams.
I didn't say we even get to that yet.
No, is it the Rams yet?
I was talking about Seattle.
All right. So now you're at the Rams. You're going to win that one?
We're going to win that. Okay. I'm going to be there. Me and Del Tufo. All right. Great.
You've got the Jaguars at home.
Dub C.
You got the Giants at home.
Come on.
You're at Washington.
You know.
Okay. So you have them 2-2 to start again, 3-2 to start again. Then you got them going 3-3, 4-3, 4-4. Okay. Oof. 5-4. 5-5. Going into the game against the Titans, 6-5. Then you have them losing on Thanksgiving. That's 6-6. Then 6-7. You have them starting 6-7.
Then we run.
And there's 2.0, and then 4-0 to finish up. 10-6.
10-7.
10-7, pardon me.
I like my 2.0. First one better than this.
It's probably somewhere in the middle.
I think it's somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle.
You're not going 10-7.
No way.
I don't think we're on 14-3. I don't think we're on. So, yeah.
I think they've got it right to the point where the usual is going to be 12. Off the table. And the usual, 12. The usual is shooting themselves in the foot. I think they might win in Rio over the Ravens. I think their first loss might be. I'll play the Dallas Cowboys win loss game.
Let's do it, Rich. Ready?
You want me to do it right now? Nah, we'll do it. Let's take a break.
You know, mine are a lot of our team's tendencies. Like I said, the Pack usually get us, the Cardinals.
Or, you know what? I'm just going to hold that in abeyance. I'm going to hold that off till next week. How does that sound? Because we've got all these folks wanting to play the win loss game sitting right here. Coming up in hour number 3 is Jason McCourty. New to Monday Night Countdown, 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the program. Don't go anywhere. Back with more in a moment. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. After all these years talking to athletes, coaches, entertainers, and people at the top of what they do, one thing is pretty clear. Success usually depends on getting the details right. For small business owners, that includes payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, you know, the work that keeps everything moving, even if it's not the reason you started the business in the first place. That's why there's Gusto. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech, or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
on the Rich Eisen Show. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event right now and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Almost. Because the deals are great. Don't feel wrong when you have great deals on our most popular models like the adventure-ready SUVs, Hyundai Santa Fe, Santa Fe Hybrid, Tucson or Tucson Hybrid, or the bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech, all electric, Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details, people. Mm-hmm. So following up, Pete Alonso says he was told the reason why they did not give him a home run, despite the replay clearly showing the call of his home run being foul was wrong, is, quote, "What I was told is in order to overturn a call, you need to have two camera angles to confirm it."
He said two.
"But the best view, the only view that shows the ball fair or foul, is the one down the line, but no other camera angle is available. So video room rules it foul. Umpire obviously called it foul initially. It is what it is," end quote.
I said two. That's.
Then what they need to do is what Alonso also said last night, is or the manager, Craig Albernaz, said, put one on the
foul ball.
On the foul ball.
Yep.
They have a camera inside the uprights now in the NFL. Still not perfect. You still can't tell if the ball has gone directly over the upright or not.
Yeah.
I mean, the camera
it's
tries.
Still not perfect, but at least you've got a better view. You know, can we have one of those 360 cameras that are up there that you could see
a
whether.
Ball? Yeah, well, kind of know, like a fisheye.
How about a pole with a freaking laser on top?
That's what I mean. Throw a laser on it.
Well,
that.
Fox Boy. Puts cameras in both,
like the beam.
Both foul poles when I do the games.
But only when you do them?
We have, no, for the national games.
It's for everybody.
They have them for all their games.
Where do they put it? Right in the middle of the foul pole or on it?
It's right on it. It's usually really on the inside or outside, depending upon where they can fit it. So you see, you'll see
it
shot.
Can go. It goes up, it doesn't go out, or it's multi-directional?
It goes up, yeah. So it'll follow. That's why you see a lot of those. When you
it'll follow the baseball.
They shine. They follow it up. Yep.
Huh. Interesting.
So you can see if the ball's. Right there.
Do you personally get on the ladder to fix
Rich.
It to the pole?
You're not a ladder. I'm not a heights guy. I don't like heights.
Just want to make sure.
Not a heights guy.
Not a heights guy, everybody.
Don't like
not
a heights guy.
What they really did they cost Pete a chance to move into 176th place in the all-time home run list is what they did.
It's just they got to get
it. Cost him.
Why didn't the Mets re-sign him?
I don't know, man.
TJ.
It bothers me. It's always going to bother me. As Brockman knows.
That dude should have retired a Met.
Pete Alonso is my favorite baseball player. Like,
come on.
That's up there with
loved him from day one.
In the Super Bowl.
Remember we had him on the phone when he was a rookie, the polar bear?
Yes.
We talked Seinfeld shows with him.
Remember that? I do recall. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He phoned in.
Brockman, remember two weeks into his rookie season, I came into work and said to you, Pete Alonso, our rookie, is going to hit 50 home runs this year.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of rolled your eyes at me.
All right, let's get to it.
We were in New York at the time.
Let's get to it, guys. Let's get to it, everybody. We had Dan Lanning on the program the other day.
Oh, yes. Right?
We had the head coach
last Friday.
Football.
Last Friday.
Was it last Friday?
Yeah, this past Friday.
It was the 14th.
A couple days ago.
Yeah. I didn't even keep track of the days anymore.
The time flies.
They just fly
by. Yeah. You got a baby girl about to become
the
womanhood, you know?
So, you chimed in about shoes because you and Brockman are shoe nuts.
Yeah.
Like Jack.
Yeah.
My nephew.
Yeah. Shout out Jack.
Jack Schuster.
What up, Jack?
What up, Jack? All right. Here's the exchange. Hit it.
You've got the Oregon Jordans are like, they're holy grail. They're hard to get. So, coach, if you have any spare 13 around and you want to send like
11 over here, coach.
I'm just saying, they're hard to get.
I mean,
you're lucky. You are that you wear 13. That's the same size as me. I got a feeling you might be able to cash in.
Oh,
wow.
And then we might have to add an Oregon to my banner. You know, there might be.
Okay, now you'll become a fan.
If we add Oregon, is it fair to say we should take somebody off the banner?
Yes.
Yes. Can we just keep it like whatever the number is?
Okay.
If you add a team, you remove. It's kind of.
All right,
like
we could. I'm okay with that, coach.
All right, now you should thank. Who cut that? Was that Jordan cut it? Smitch cut it? Okay, Jordan Sherrow What's up, Jordan?
That's my guy.
You should thank Jordan for giving the edit that way, because you fumfered around. And I'm like, what are we
fumfered.
Doing? Fumfered. You were just, you were haggling with him for a good 30 seconds.
Yeah. Fumfered
and around. Again, those decisions I was watching you make in real time, when you have the head coach of Oregon saying, I will, you're lucky that we have the same size foot. But at any rate, you like, finally agreed to put Oregon on your graphic, but not until you got the shoes.
That's not necessary.
Is that?
I don't control the graphic.
Okay, but that box has arrived from Eugene. Is that it?
Look at it.
Open it up.
Oh yeah.
Open a case.
Open the box.
In the box.
Unbelievable.
What's in the box? Man, when
the head pops out.
When TJ sent me this screen grab of like Dan Wedding, hit me up. Yo, what's that?
Yeah, he hit you up.
What's your address?
Right? Okay.
Yeah, well, you said it wasn't him on Twitter.
All right, maybe whoever it was.
Wanted the address. Whoever's running coaches.
The box is in there.
Okay. Wanted the address.
Box in the box.
Okay. Okay. Uh-oh. Let me see it. Okay. That's the Jumpman logo.
Jumpman.
There's not even, it doesn't even tell you what's in there.
Yeah, there's no label. That's how you know these are ultimate.
You can't get these at Foot Locker.
You cannot buy these anywhere.
I should feel like this is like Pulp Fiction, like it should light up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gold, like,
is this it? Is this it?
Let's see.
Is this it? Oh, my.
Some ones.
Oh, wow.
They look so clean.
Do they say ducks on it?
It does.
They say ducks. They got the Oregon in the back.
Wow.
The ducks here. There's a pair of ones, which I love. Sick. Thank you, coach. Appreciate it.
Wow, you got them. Closed mouths do not get fed.
Chef Fat Joe.
And now let's see it. There it is. Penn State off. Oregon on. Who cares about the home state team?
Penn State out.
You got a new Big Ten team. Penn State off. Oregon.
I mean, look.
It happened.
The white game is going to take a new meaning this year at Penn State, is what I'm saying.
Throw up the O, TJ. Do it.
I mean, it will. You know. I just want the mascot.
Wow, those are
those are so sick.
And that's that people can't get these.
You
right?
can't. Like,
you cannot.
Like get I said, there's nothing on the
back. That is a friend of the program issue.
Yeah,
dude.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Coach.
Go Ducks.
Appreciate you.
Say it. Go Ducks. Say it.
Go Ducks.
Oh, yeah.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by ChatGPT. Hey, it's Bill Simmons from the Bill Simmons Podcast. Have you guys heard about ChatGPT work? It's the new way to use ChatGPT for bigger multi-step projects. And when you need more than just answers, give ChatGPT work access to your apps and files, and it can create real work documents like spreadsheets, slides, and structured reports. Get started at chatgpt.com by selecting work mode available on Plus and Pro plans.